This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So pleased to be joined again. He joined us not long ago to talk about Jordan Addison. Another Jordan, Jordan Schultz, NFL insider for the Game Day NFL. He joins right now. Pittsburgh's long national nightmare is over. Kenny Pickett signed his rookie deal, so there's that. We won't really talk about that all that much, though. But, Jordan, good morning to you. How's everything?
Hey, good morning. Doing great. Thank you.
Absolutely. Rob Gronkowski, who spent a little time here. He went to high school for a year. He was kind of a ringer at one of the local high schools. Was brought in here and played very well for a year. So Pittsburgh likes to claim him. He retired yesterday. Is he done for good? What's your inclination? Because you broke the story. You had it out there before anybody else, Jordan. Will we see Gronk ever again on a football field?
I would be stunned because, you know, when I talked to Rob about it, I got the sense that he was truly content and happy. And when he, you know, I think if we go back about a decade when he was drafted, you know, he had a plate in his back. He broke his back coming out of high school, coming out of college. And then in the NFL, he's had multiple surgeries. And when he retired the first time, you know, it took him a full year just to get his body back to feeling, you know, really good to be able to walk around and do the things he wanted to do other than football. And he's taken so many hits. So I think it's the combination of the surgeries, the broken back, the fact that he's had so much success, and that he does have a lot of other interests other than football. And he's 33, so he feels like this is the perfect time. And like I said, I really felt like he was content. Now, obviously, a week 10 call from Tom Brady, you know, looms. So you never want to say never, but I would be very surprised.
Right. I brought up that idea yesterday, and Jordan, it struck me as I'm sure it struck you, that Drew Rosenhaus basically leaving the door wide open, saying it's his opinion he wouldn't be surprised if Rob comes back next season or the season after even. Is that just Rosenhaus trying to keep the door open to any opportunity like that, the Week 10 call from TB12?
I guess so. I was surprised a little bit. I mean, Drew is notoriously, I just say funny. He likes to stir the pot, and I think I was a little bit surprised to see that. But I guess, yeah, I mean, you never want to shut the door because, you know, let's play a hypothetical game. You know, it's midway through the season, Tampa Bay's maybe struggling a little bit offensively, and Tom calls, and all of a sudden Rob says, okay, fine, I'll do it. You know, I mean, he loves Tom. They have a great relationship. And, you know, I spent a little bit of time with Tom about 6 weeks ago, and I asked him about Rob, and they have, like, a great friendship. And there's no doubt that, you know, there's a tremendous amount of mutual respect there. So I guess I was a little surprised, you know, to see Drew say that. But again, that's also just Drew being Drew.
NFL insider, Game Day NFL joining us. If you have a follow-up, Chris, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead, Adam.
I wanted to ask if you had heard anything on Deshaun Watson, Jordan. Any whispers about what he might be facing as far as the Players Association is concerned?
Yeah, this story, fellas, just gets more and more, I guess you could say, strange, because every time you think you've got it figured out in terms of, you know, what might come next, you know, there's a wrinkle in it. So this is a very tough position for the NFL, for Roger Goodell. It would love you, you know, to
have this thing resolved sooner or later so that they can move on and stop getting all the negative press. I think if I had to put a number on it with Deshaun, I think, you know, you're looking at 10 games to a season. Nothing would surprise me if it wouldn't surprise me if it was a full season. I think 10 games, you know, is probably the bare minimum at this point. And, you know, there's been reports clearly that the league wants to lay the hammer on him and, you know, make it well known that it will not tolerate this behavior. So, you know, we'll see. But I think, you know, sooner than later, I mean, we're getting into July now. The fact that we don't have a resolution, frankly, is surprising to me.
How would you categorize the relationship between Roger Goodell and in the hierarchy with the NFL in the Haslam family? Do you think that they think, because they structured the contract, that the Haslams tried to get one over on the NFL? Is that accurate, or how would you categorize how the one party looks at the other party?
Well, the Haslam family is not exactly beloved within NFL circles. You know, it's not Daniel Snyder level, but. Jimmy is not someone that NFL owners particularly like. And on the other side, the interesting part about Goodell, for all the flack that the fans give him, and rightfully so, he is generally well-liked within the ownership circles because of the amount of money that he helps generate them. So I don't know how much I'm putting into the Haslams putting one over Goodell. I mean, Cleveland mortgaged their entire future to get Deshaun Watson. And, you know, he's one of the premier quarterbacks.
I think we lost him.
Oh, yep. There we go. That's all right. You know, that's the talking point, though. And let's finish up the segment with that, what Jordan Schultz just told us there. The Haslams aren't necessarily beloved by the other owners. I don't know if anybody else has verbalized that or if that has been, I don't want to say reported. You know, it's been kind of hinted around and you can read between the lines before. But does that weigh into it? There's not going to be a lot of people to have this guy's back. He was out on an island when he went and got Deshaun Watson. He's out on an island even more whenever he's trying to fight this cause against the NFL. And for as much as people don't like Roger Goodell as fans, he's provided labor peace, number one, and number two, everybody's making a gazillion dollars. So you might not like them, but everybody on the inside seems to like them.
I'll be honest, if I'm another owner, I don't like the Haslams, but it benefits – I shouldn't say it benefits all teams the way they do business. It benefits me the way they handle their football organization because they haven't handled it well for the bulk of the time they've owned the Cleveland Browns. And, it's ideal in a way to have 32 fantastic owners and 32 great football organizations, but you got to have a few that just aren't that strong so you can beat up on them. And if I'm Jerry in Dallas, if I'm Art here in Pittsburgh, if I'm anybody else, I look at the Haslams and say, you know what, you screwed over everybody who's going to be shopping for a quarterback for the next few years, but at the same time, I appreciate the fact that you don't seem to know your butt from the hole in the ground next to you because you do things like that.
Yeah, don't you think Major League Baseball owners in Boston, in New York, in Los Angeles just love teams like the Pittsburgh Pirates? I mean, I realize they have to pay into the luxury tax threshold, but still, even at that point, you know what they are for you. I mean, they're feeders and they're wins, and they're important to you in that way.
Yes, absolutely. It is even the deeper you get into this and understand the dynamic of it and understand the relationship the owners have with other people and the league and the other owners, the Deshaun Watson situation screams even more that they're way out on their own by themselves, the Cleveland Browns are. And that adds to this. It adds to it even. There's no – even because of just how awful of a person he appears to be, even more than that, even if he wasn't this awful – I don't think there's a bunch of people taking up for them at all. And then it gets into what will the Players Association do for him? You know, I don't think the Players Association is taking up the mantle for him either. And they're going to fight the suspension all that much. There's a lot still to be played out.
I think, Colin,
it's looking worse and worse every day, though, for Deshaun Watson.
I think the Players Association may feel more obligated to take up for him if all of them get settled, if all the cases get settled. If it's 24 out of 24 that wind up settled out of court, I do think the Players Association will say, hey, look, nothing to see here. We need to not allow you to suspend this guy for a year. I think that's the only way the NFLPA would say, you know what, we got to have this guy's back.
Well, someone said this to me the other day was, what if there weren't the depth of cases and there were just four that weren't settled? That would be a big deal.
Yeah.
If there wasn't 26, if there were just four against him. And that's kind of where we are.
That's where we are now, yeah.
There's still four against him. If somebody came out and said there's four cases against the quarterback, that still would be a big deal.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. I don't think he plays this year. I said I don't think he ever plays again, and I stand to that. But at the very least, he doesn't play football this year. He doesn't. Rooting for, rooting against, that's coming up in a couple minutes. Nick Costa's top of the hour, and then apparently Jim Colony's going to join. By the way, I heard there's – don't give it away. Is there a guest producer on the afternoon show today? I have heard rumblings of a special guest producer on the Cook and Joe show today. I mean, an unbelievable guest producer. I may be wrong, but I have heard there could be. Rooting for, rooting against, next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.